Ritual sunnah is to use this 1, 2, 3 fingers, especially when a person is eating something that is easily eaten with 3 fingers. Not that a person uses the fork and the knife, and a person unnecessarily uses the teaspoon, but he uses the beautiful fingers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, and he tries to eat the sunnah tariqah, the sunnah method, by using the fingers. In fact, there's so many benefits of eating. The fork, the knife, got a very hard feeling to it, got a very hard texture. A person who's used to eating with his hands will find it very hard to eat with that fork and knife. And then this, it is proven that there's some things that the fingers release that they help with the digestion. So therefore, licking the fingers also has the benefit of aiding and increasing in digestion. The other thing also is that with a fork, when a person is putting it in his mouth or using a knife, then there's possibility that he can poke himself and hurt himself. But Allah Pak has made these fingers soft, made the texture soft. So when a man is taking it and putting it in his mouth, isn't the chance now he can poke himself and he can hurt himself. So there's a lot of benefit in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, he mentioned, قَالَ وَقَالَ إِذَا سَقَطَتْ لُقْبَةُ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلْيُمِتْ عَنْهَا الْعَذَاءَ وَلْيَأْكُلْهَا وَلَا يَدَعَهَا لِشَيْطَانِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would say that when any morsel falls down, then wipe that morsel. In other words, take out whatever dirt may have come, dust may have come, just clean it up. Don't eat that dust and don't eat the dirt, but clean it. وَلْيَأْكُلْهَا وَلَا يَدَعَهَا لِشَيْطَانِ. Thereafter, eat that morsel. Don't leave that morsel for shaitan. How far Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us about taking care of our food and not wasting food. Yesterday we mentioned about what happens in the restaurants, what happens in the hotels, and even sometimes at home also, where the children are not taught, people are not taught, even adults, they'll take out so much of food, they'll dish out, now they can't finish it, that food just gets wasted. Here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not talking about food in the clean plate that people are wasting, he's talking about food that fell down, pick that food up also and don't waste that. You can imagine how much more careful we have to be as when we're dishing out, especially when sometimes now there's a new trend, buffet style. This buffet style actually is not the sunnah pattern and tariqah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People have started this new trend. Now even in the invitations at homes, they have put now a new, like one table that would, all the food is kept there and people now must go to the food and people must dish out and then they must come and sit. But the actual ikram and the actual taking care and honoring one's guest is where the guest is made to sit peacefully, nicely, respectfully, and the food is brought to the guest. And the guest now is being fed the food. This is actually ikram and honoring one's guest. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in one hadith, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيُومِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفًا. That person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day, then this person should honor his guest. Honoring the guest means, doesn't mean the guest must go and take one plate and walk around and take the food and come, but rather the food be taken to him. He's being honored by bringing the food to him. So this is all part of ikram. This is generally a Western culture that now our Muslims have also adopted in our own lifestyle, that we brought this buffet style. We should try and get closer to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where people are seated and out of love and muhabbat and ikram, the food is brought to them. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wa amara أن تسلت القسعة قال فإنكم لا تدرون في أي طعامكم البركة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would command that the bowl be licked. Can you see what extent a person doesn't waste food, that even the remains in the bowl, sometimes halim a person is eating, or ice cream is eating, or some soup is eating, or some cereal is eating, some dessert is eating, and towards the bottom you will find that there is always some remains. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would instruct that even that be licked. Even that don't be wasted. Then he would say, فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ فَيِّ طَعَامِكُمُ الْبَرَكَةِ. You don't know where Allah Pak has left barakat. Even that little remains that is there, there may be barakat in that. Why lose that barakat? Everyone is looking for barakat. Today you ask any person in business, he'll make dua for barakat. Make dua for me, he'll say, make dua that I get barakat. So here there's things that we are told that there's barakat. Sometimes we just overlook it, we just take it for granted and we leave it. We should try and leave that utensil shining, like how we started eating. That utensil had was clean. When a person finishes eating, his utensil must be clean. How beautiful the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even those people that are helping to clean up, etc., now they will find it so easy to clean up because now the utensils are on clean, they're coming back clean. So now they just have to wash it easily or put in a dishwasher. But it becomes very easy because the utensils are all clean. Also the people have cleaned it. Today's hadith. وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو دعيت إلى كراع أو ذراع لأجبت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said if I were invited for a meal in which a trotter or a shoulder was served لأجبت I will accept that invitation ولو أهدي إلي ذراع أو كراع لقبلت رواه البخاري if I was given as a gift a trotter or a shoulder I will even accept that as a gift. What this hadith is showing is that humility. What humility? He's not talking about invited for one biryani or some kalya or something, but for trotters. Trotters in that time was something that was looked as something very simple meal. That he's invited for paya. Even then also I'll accept it or for a shoulder. That in those days they would have a lot of regard for the hind portion. And they would have a lot of regard, or not regard, but they would like generally the head of the animal. And these parts, like the trotters and the shoulders, were seen to be a very simple meal. If a person, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, even if I was invited for this trotters also, I would accept it. If somebody had given it to me, I would accept it. Showing the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Often you find poor people, people not very wealthy, they've got this feeling in their heart that the visitors and the relatives, they like to visit those people that are wealthy, that can offer good meals, that got big homes. But it's not how big the house is or what meal can be offered. It's the gesture and what is in the heart that matters. Sometimes it's just a gesture of kindness that a person shows. He shows that love, he shows that adab, he shows that respect. That touches the heart much more than when a person can offer that lavish meal, but his heart is not clean. This person doesn't have that type of love and muhabbat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us that don't look at what is being served. Look at what heart is being given with. Look at the niyat behind the person. And accordingly, we should accept the dawat. Don't ever get carried away with the fact that it's a poor person that is giving us or the meal is simple. After all, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make this dua. Allahumma ahyini miskina. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cause me to live with the poor. Wa amitni miskina. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cause me to die with the poor. Wa ahshurni yawm al-qiyamati ma'a zumratil masakin. And on the day of Qiyamah also raise me up with those people that are poor. This tells us a lot in this hadith, in this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person should be happy to mix and mingle with the poor. He shouldn't look at it below his dignity. In fact, there's a lot of benefit in it. A person will learn to appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.